You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. For more than a year and a half, visitors from 33 countries, including the UK, most of Europe, and China, were barred from entering the U.S. But as of Monday, tourists from much of the world are re-entering the U.S. as the pandemic travel ban has been lifted. International travelers can fly into the U.S. if they have proof that they've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, though exemptions are in place for children and people from countries where vaccines are scarce. Airlines have said bookings have gone way up since the White House announced the end of the ban, and a Virgin Atlantic spokesperson told CNBC that U.S. flights are 98% full today. In other news, an appeals court has paused the vaccine mandate for large businesses. On Saturday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based in New Orleans, granted an emergency stay of the federal vaccine requirement for companies with more than 100 employees. Circuit court decisions like this normally only apply to the states within a given district, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas for the Fifth Circuit. But Louisiana's attorney general has said the language the judges have used could have national implications. At least 27 states have challenged the federal vaccine rule, but the Biden administration has said it's confident the requirement will persist. And cases are going back up in Germany, largely among people who remain unvaccinated. The 7-day incident rate was higher today than it was in December of last year. Unlike many other countries in Europe, Germany hasn't made vaccinations mandatory for any professional group, and at present, around 67% of the population is fully inoculated. In order to encourage people to get their shots, Germany recently got rid of its free testing. Now, each COVID test costs 19 euros, which is about 22 US dollars. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.